Hare Krishna. When we desert Krishna, our heart becomes a desert. Normally, the word desert has two meanings. Desert is to give up, and the desert it also refers to a place that is given up, a place where there is, especially that is given up by water, where there is no water. So when we desert Krishna, our heart becomes a desert. That means when we turn away from Krishna, when we embrace materialism, atheism, nihilism, then at that time, our heart becomes bereft of any higher emotions. Krishna talks about this in 16.8 and 9 in the Bhagavad Gita. He says in 16.8, Asatyam apratishtham te jagadahuranishwaram aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kama haitukam. He says, Asatyam apratishtham te. That they say this world is unreal. That there is no foundation to it. Jagadahuranishwaram. There is no God in control. Aparaspara sambhutam. That it is created simply by mutual contact. Kimanyat kama haitukam. For the purpose of sensual pleasure. And what happens when people have such a conception? That is mentioned in the next verse. Etam drishtim avaishtabhya nashtatmano alpa buddhaya prabhavanti ugra karmanah kshayaya jagatohitaha. Etam drishtim avaishtabhya. That those who accept such a vision, etam drishtim, then avashtabhya, they accept such a vision, they accept such a worldview. Nashtatmano alpa buddhayaha. Nashtatmano. That their soul is destroyed. Alpa buddhayaha. They are less intelligent. Prabhavanti ugra karmanaha. And they delight in ugra karma, in ferocious activities. Kshayaya jagatohitaha. And they work for destroying the world. So in this way, what is being spoken here is that actually our heart becomes bereaved of any higher emotions, because the highest reality is Krishna. Our highest self is the soul, which is our essence. And the soul, when connected with Krishna, engenders the highest values in our life. It's like a person is pulled down by gravity, and when there's nothing to hold on top, then the person falls. Similarly, we fall when we don't have anything to hold on to. And thus, we become degraded. And there's a drought of higher emotions in our heart. We just get caught in sensations. In sensations which arise from contact of senses with the sense objects. And we crave and live for such sensations. And we lose our capacity to experience higher happiness. And thus, we stay trapped in material existence. So the way out for us is to stop deserting Krishna. To the extent we desert Krishna, to that extent, we may get some sensations, but we will not experience any deep emotions. We will not experience any meaning or purpose or fulfillment in our life. But when we connect with Krishna, when we bring Krishna in our heart, then the presence of Krishna becomes like a river of love and joy flowing through our heart. And that transforms into our desert, transforms our desert-like heart into a fertile patch of land, wherein the creeper of love of God grows and gives the ecstatic fruit of eternal love for Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.